thank you tonight.
Thank you tonight.
My desire.
My desire.
My faith.
My faith.
My love.
My love.
My life.
My life.
And your beauty.
And your beauty.
Will be in this house tonight.
Will be in this house tonight.
Revelation will come to me.
Revelation will come to me.
I will have enough anointing.
I will have enough anointing.
To receive that revelation. And
put it in practice.
Ahead of time.
Thank you, my life.
Is in for a change tonight.
It will not be the same.
I will receive
from you
and walk in it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Dr. Forbes met me, gave me an envelope with $20,000 in it. And brought me, I don't want to pronounce this man's name wrong, James Dean?
Yes, sir.
James Dean Pinier. This thing is elegant. He know I collect these pens. It's beautiful. And so I wrote on the envelope what the check is in, what the Spirit of God said as I sit in a beautiful suite at the dining room table. And you said when you say dining room table at a hotel, it's not a Hotel 6, you know what I'm saying? A Motel 6. And I heard the Spirit of God, the first things I wrote with this pen, he had treated me so dignified. And the Lord said to me, this is one of the most successful meetings that has ever been held on planet Earth. He said, I call it into existence now. Every person who attends will flow to levels they have not seen before. Wrote it with this pen. It's on the back of this envelope where the check is. Now listen. Here's what else he said. The substance of this meeting will be activated throughout your life. Now listen very carefully. Throughout your life of eternity. Eternity does not begin when you die. You're designed to live in eternity now. The substance of this meeting will be activated throughout your life of eternity. All the blessing begins now. One more sentence, but it's powerful. One more sentence. You will have favor at every table in your life. Let's go and praise God for that a while. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. You may be seated. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry. Now, religiously and traditionally, we're going to have to drop you off right here. Because there's a place that the Spirit of God want to take you tonight, beyond religion, beyond tradition, and beyond what you were taught as a child. beyond what you have seen in your family lifestyle. If it wasn't debt-free living, if it wasn't surrounded by beauty that you cannot explain, you're about to go into another territory. By revelation and insight, you don't have to be concerned about how much education you have, culture, background, none of that matters in what the Lord is going to speak to us about in these conferences. Amen?
Amen.
You're going somewhere you've never been before. So at the close of this verse, but money answers all things. Now you can get real spiritual here. And you can say money can't save me. Yes, it can. I'm not talking about going to heaven, but it can save you many times down here. Money saved you from being put out your house last month. And money saved you from walking here. But we'll get a better understanding, a clearer understanding, as we go to the Message Bible. Verse 19 in the Message Bible. Laughter and bread go together, and wine gives sparkle to life. But it's money that made the world go wrong. This system, this world system, to live properly, you have to understand, and you have to stop saying this, money is filthy lucre. Get the text and read it out and find out what's going on. Or you have to stop saying money is evil and stop letting anybody say it to you. And you have to stop believing that you're more spiritual by having less. You know, all that's in the system, you know. Yeah, I don't have too much, but I love the Lord. Do you? Do you know how much he loves you? You don't know. You don't know because you have something. Do you know what he did for you? For you to live in this world above the world standard? All that has to do with how much you let him bless you. Physically. Not just spiritually. Mentally. Not just spiritually. But the peace of God which passes all understanding brings the whole package, not just a shout. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So here, this text now, money answers all things. And then it says, in the Message of the Bible, it says, but it's money that make the world go wrong. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Yeah. And it's money that make you go around in the world, too. And then there's another bold text that I want to go to. In Ecclesiastes, and the writer is well qualified to talk about prosperity and wealth because he's called the richest man that ever lived. And so he's qualified to teach us some things about life, about God's wealth, God's prosperity, God's abundance, having more than enough. Now, substance will come out of this meeting that will sustain you the rest of your life. Let me say this again. Substance that is going to congregate in the spirit while we're here, these three sections. Substance that will manifest and demonstrate supernaturally in your life like never before. Substance that you've been believing for. Substance that you've been praying about. Substance that you've been meditating about in the atmosphere of this meeting will get on you to remain on you the rest of your life and to change every situation you're dealing with. This atmosphere is conducive for promotion. Please do not expect the same old, because the Holy Spirit has already revealed to me what great things he's going to unfold in you that has never been unfolded before. I want to declare out of my spirit, the long wait is over. The Spirit of God says tonight, not only input going to take place, but he said to tell you impact going to take place in your finances. And he said to call everybody off salary. You've been on salary too long. You're going to switch from salary to substance from God. So this meeting has no dependency on your job, no dependency on your business, no dependency on your education, no dependency on nothing else but the Word of God. Everybody, I got so much stuff. Everybody here, after this, like Kotani Moshika, after this, like, every person in here going to live a different lifestyle the rest of your day. Are you going to shout about this, or you just going to stand up there and look at me? I prophesy things going to be different. I prophesy it start right now. No waiting, no praying, no confession. It start right now. That's why I had to talk to you. I want you to expect normalcy. Such a word. Nothing normal in here tonight. I've been to this meeting already. I came here last week. You didn't know I was here. In the spirit. In the spirit. You can travel in the spirit. I'll do something right now. I'm going to go on with this. You're clever. Sit down. Seventh chapter, Ecclesiastes. But I'm going to go on and do something right now. I'm going to do something right now. We need to do it. I want you to you go, Let me see. I want you to move in the house right now. You won't. I'm talking about in this meeting.
Right now. Yes, sir.
This is what the Spirit of God says now. You have been trusting your physical position too much. And your physical position has been stopping you from moving because you're looking at what you have. And your spirit is over there beckoning. Come on, go with me. I want to fulfill this promise in your life. But you're so physically stuck reading your Bible. And the Holy Ghost is beckoning and saying, come on, let's make this live. Let's make this real. Anything you desire, don't wait on it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you what? See, saints, we've been too busy trying to get there when we're already there.
Yes, sir.
I said to Dr. Faub, I know sometime in my life, and you probably can attest to this fact, because I got to talk to you because I'm about to take you someplace. I said, and I know it's biblical. I said, I resist you, devil. And he like sometimes he didn't want to leave. So I wanted to find out what I'm not doing right. In the name of Jesus, I resist you. But he stayed too long. The Lord said, in resisting him, you telling him he got power, reject him. He left immediately. He left immediately. I told him, you don't have no power here. I'm not going to wrestle with you. We're not going to fight. You ought to take that. You ought to take that. Take that. Take that. Ecclesiastes now. Sit down. Chapter 7, verse 10. Verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? Look at what he says now. For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good but an inheritance. And by it there's profit to them that see the sun. Verse 12. Verse 12. Verse 12. It seems like wisdom and money is going on a date. It seemed like they travel together. And both of them are a defense. How many agree with that? Every time you shop for grocery, whatever it take money, that money be a defense. And that lady get you hitting that cash register and you're able to pull it out, it become your defense. Don't look at me with that stagnation. I'm trying to show you something. Money is important. You can't be talking money down. You can't be talking about people who bless. When you see something blessed and beautiful, say, praise God. Why? Watch this now. Verse 12. For wisdom is a defense, money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Verse 13. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he have made crooked? Verse 14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. I heard this when I said that. This is my day of prosperity. I'm not going to wait no longer. It happened right now. Some of y'all ain't getting this. You don't go where God won't bring you materially. You don't go physically or sensically. You go ahead of yourself. You call things that be not as though they were, for they are. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spirit. You got it already. And once you recognize it and receive it, then you're kicking a law called a law of attraction. You keep seeing yourself with it before you go to sleep. See yourself with it when you get up in the morning. See yourself with it when you're sitting at the table. Psychologically, we have let the world took our power and use it better than us. Have you ever seen? Don't you scream out at me if you don't play. I ain't playing no game here. Have you ever seen, don't you scream out on me. Be real with me because you're not going to be able to get it if you should scream out. Have you ever seen yourself out of debt? Have you ever seen yourself having everything you want? Well, you ain't been seeing good enough then. If you ain't got it, how long you been seeing that? How long you been seeing that? You going to see that the rest of your life? When it gonna manifest? Are you seeing or searching? See, I'm not talking about searching. I'm talking about seeing it right now. I'm not talking about searching for it. For a better job, for a promotion. I'm talking about not physically or sensically knowing how, but you go to bed with it, sleep with it, and get up and say good morning to it, because you know it there, and you know anything else lying. I remember Dr. Farb and I, your own pastor, we was in a meeting. I think we paid off three houses. But the qualification was, do you know how much you owe on your house? Not many people in y'all know that. You're just paying interest. We shout and get in these meetings and shout. Are you really going to live this? You're just going to give to it? You're not going to live it? This is a connection with debt freedom. I don't owe nobody nothing. Ministry, personally.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you can say, when you connect with this ministry, my house paid for. Because you're connecting with debt freedom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to shout after a while, boy. It's something you're going to see. You're going to shout. I don't know if I'm going to be to calm you down to get the rest of this out. Verse 12 again, for sit down. For wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. For wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. Put money up there with wisdom. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives light to them to have it. Consider the work of God who can make that straight which he had made crooked in the day of prosperity. See, you got prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, you see, a little adversity got to be there because you got to know where you come from. God also has set one against the other so that the end, that man should find nothing after him. Let me read this in the Messenger Bible. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Verse 10. Don't always be asking, where are the good old days? Wise folks don't ask questions like that. Wisdom, verse 11 now. Wisdom is better. When it's paired. With money. See it? See it, my friend? See it? All right, watch this. Especially if you get both. While you're still living. You see that? Powerful, isn't it? Wait, we're not through. Verse 12. Double protection. Wisdom and wealth. Plus this bonus. Wisdom. Energize. It's on. Take a good look at God's work. Who could simplify and reduce creation curve and angle to a plain straight line? My God. You see that? Then I'll give you the principle. Wisdom is, verse 11 again. Wisdom is better when it's paired with money. Especially if you get money, both. Get both. While you're living, while you're still living. And that's why I say to you prophetically tonight, there's a substance in this meeting, in the spirit, that combine your anointing and your authority over money. How can a person believe that they can function in wisdom and do not have the capability of functioning in money? All right, sit down. Let's go to work. Let's look at one more scripture in Ecclesiastes. Let's look at the 5th chapter and the 19th verse. I didn't even read that in the message, Bob. I got so drunk, I ain't. I said, I'm going to put this Bible down right now. There's enough stuff right here now. Right? Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth. You see it? 5 and 19. All right, like you don't see it. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. So you see, he do want you to have it, right? And life would be better with it, right? Debt free living, no bill. Here's what we're going to deal with starting tonight. I don't know if we'll be able to finish tonight. Money cometh prophetically makes money respect you. Yeah. Write that down. Yeah. See, money cometh prophetically makes money respect you. Now, when I say world, I'm talking about the world system, all right? And then there's the world of God, right? The world of the Spirit, right? I'm about to make a statement about the world system. The world system disrespects people who has no money. On the other hand, the world system respect people, sinner or Christian, who have money. And your father in you wants to be respected. He don't want you to remain at the end of the line all the time. He said, if you don't want to do it for yourself, I'm tired being at the end of the line in you. He said, do it for me. Let me do what I want to do for you, for me. Because I got it for you. You have to watch your thought. Watch your mouth. Watch who you associate with. Watch who call you. Separate yourself from unseasoned people. We got to come to some respect before we can witness. Why money make the world system go around? They've just read it. Ecclesiastes 10:19. Give it again to us. In that Message Bible, Ecclesiastes 10:19 again. Why money make the world go around? This system, this world system. But it's money that make the world go around. This world system.
That's right.
But now, if we're not going to function properly in our world, because this world is not our home. But we're supposed to be here showing off that many more want to go with us. See, let me show you our world. Can I show you our world? Psalm 24. That's our world. The earth is the Lord. Verse 1. The earth and the fullness of the world. That's our world. See, we're supposed to be living from that world in this world. If everything belonged to him, that means everything belonged to me. You sing that song, everything belonged to you. Yeah, but if you hear it right, he's talking to you. The earth is the Lord. See, but down at the end of that psalm, you got to open the gate. Open the door and let the King of Glory come in. Yeah, all the silver is mine. All the gold is mine. What is he saying that for? Why he put that in the Bible? To let you know that you must not be governed by this system. I've designed you to govern this system. See, what have happened? We have laid down with faith and won't think. We act like our mind is out of the equation. But as a man thinketh in his heart. See, we won't pray and praise and not think. What about the mind of Christ? What about being spiritually minded? What about renewing my mind so all my information won't come from the outside? When you live a transformed life, you live the cause. When you live a conformed life, you live in the effect. Where you been living anyway? Just because you said a prayer and prayed in tongue, you think you're living on the inside? No. You're going to find out where you're living when you start manifesting. Church membership is not about heaven, going to heaven. It's about heaven coming on earth. No more normal living. Let the greater one rise up on the inside of you and walk it, think it, talk it, wear it, live in it, give it away. Now I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to help me because I don't want these just to be a word. It's not a pep rally. I want you to go over those scriptures and pay attention to what the Lord is doing in here tonight. Now, in the next few minutes, I want the Lord to just confirm this stuff. Because I'm trying to get somewhere. Oh, my goodness. Listen, saint. Money cometh prophetically, make money respect you. Now, money respect me. Money hear me when I'm coming and see me before I get there. But that anointing is not for me. It's for the body of Christ. You connected. So you should have the same effect that and cause and effect that I'm having. Why you think Pastor Forbes is connected to me? Why you think he's getting the same result? Dan, they're getting the same result. Why you think there are people getting the result? There are people recognize, well, I'm going to talk about sowing in the morning to show you, never stop sowing. And you'll never stop receiving harvest. But you see who connect, it direct, this word money coming, they got a direction on them. If you don't connect or you disconnect, it leave you. Now, sit down and write this down. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say this. Y'all got so many scriptures in your head. But I'm going to say this. You know, but I'm talking about money in your hand. I ain't talking about scripture in your head. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give you three scriptures to go with it. I don't know how far I can get here. And it's just simple the way the Holy Ghost gave it to me. But I want the impact to be on it. And I don't want you to be questioning God up in here. God trying to get something to you. When I make this statement, I don't want your mama or your Aunt Sue and all of them to be talking to you. And the and the preachers who have missed the bus. I don't want them to be talking to you and miss their flight. Some ministers miss their flight. Pastors miss their flight. And they're still talking the same old thing. And the people can't grow because they're talking the same old thing. They talk against money. What? And they're good people. Got a lot of broke good people. But see, when a gift is given to the body of Christ, you need to open up. Because the gift's going to give you something you don't have. Don't fight the gift, because you can't stop the gift. And it's a very simple statement. But in my prayer time and minutes getting ready for this meeting, and God said to me, here's what he said. I wrote it like this. God provided for all of his children to be rich. Now the theologian and religion and tradition, listen, everybody in the world can have a mansion. There's enough material. My house is not your house. Your house is not my house. There is no shortages. The reason you hear the word shortage is you listen at the world system. But in the Bible, there's no shortages. In God's world, there's no shortages. Where are you living at? After this night, your thinking, your desire, your prayer, your praise, your meditation will be different because we have let them slip their system in on us. We have let them slip their thoughts in on us. We got to renew our minds financially. We got to stop living by their scale. God provided for all of his children to be rich. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Now, I made up a word. I'm going to use this man. I make up words all the time. Who in here stupefied enough to set you and argue with me tonight about being rich? Just because your grandfather and your daddy and Uncle John didn't get it doesn't mean it's not there. Just because it was good church members doesn't mean it wasn't there. You must listen to the Spirit of God tonight. God, rich is better. And there's a lot of room because most people are not hearing what you're hearing. So there's a lot of room, even if it wasn't everybody. We got enough room for all y'all to be rich. Being rich does not mean you love money. You love God. And you want to represent him right. You know, I wrote the book, Never Go After Money. You don't have to go after it. Is that right out there on the table now? They got out there, Never Go After Money. You don't have to go after it. It come after you. Look in Genesis 12. Say, money, respect me. Right now. Y'all got too much respect for money. Money, stop letting money run you. Stop running behind money. You have authority over money. See, I see some of y'all looking at me and say, I don't know, but I'm talking about, I got thought of money. But just that's what I'm here for, to put it on you. I'm here for one thing, to put some money authority on you. Listen. This is not by labor. You know what I was in there. Yeah, you got it. This is I'm not talking about labor. There's a word called grace. And this wealth and this prosperity and this increase and this debt cancellation, I'm not talking about promotion on your job. I'm not talking about labor. You are designed by God to live by faith. Tonight, because you're here, there's a money favor on my life. And I loose, in the name of Jesus, money favor on all of your transactions the rest of your day. From this night forward, you will wear a easy money yoke from this night forward. That other yoke is broken off of you now. All debt, all lack, all limitation is broken off you now in Jesus' name. From this night forward, you wear an easy financial yoke around your neck. Money will respect you and money will be directed to you. Oh my goodness. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. Money will respect you and money by favor, money will be directed to you. I got to say it again. Money will respect you and by financial favor, money will be directed to you. That's the anointing. That's the anointing that is being placed on you now. $300 change, good. From this night forward, money will respect you and money will be directed to you. From this night forward, money will respect you and money will be directed to you. From this night forward, we don't live by labor anymore. We live by financial favor is on my life. Tell somebody, financial favor is on my life. Tell them the apostle said so. 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 I will never thank lack. I will never talk about lack no more. Lack has no place in my life. I'll look at it and call it a lie. You lying to me. The God in me say I don't have no lack. I'm not putting up with limitation anymore. I don't need a sale. I'll buy it as it is. I ain't got time to be talking this long. Just give me what I want. Genesis chapter 12. I'm hearing this. I'm speaking as the Spirit. Give it to me. I'm hearing this. It's over. Every bad situation you had in finances, it's over. Take your desire. Take your faith out. Walk with God. Believe that you're receiving it now. Believe that the Holy Ghost can do this. Believe that the name of Jesus can do this. Believe that Jehovah Jireh can do this. Believe you're not just in a meeting. Believe God is with you now. No more financial visitation. From this night forward, it'll be financial habitation. I have it now. I don't have to wait for a holiday. Every day is a holiday. every day Christmas, every day Easter. I don't have to wait for a birthday to buy a gift. Just buy gifts for 12 months a week. I just bought you something. Don't wait to get your wife something just when it's a birthday. Buy something because you love her every day.
I say it, Lord. I'm bold enough to say it, Lord. Yes, sir. You tell me that one more time, I'm going to say it. All your sex problem is over. Yes. When that money flowing, yes, sex get better. Everybody happy. I'm telling you, credit sex and debt-free sex is different. I'm telling you. You know I'm not lying. Well, y'all look at me like this. You know about sex. You know what I'm saying. Everything better. Pressure going down. Don't need the stress tablet no more. Money is a healer. How long, Montreal? How long I've been preaching, Junior? 551 Y'all can tell that too? 551. How long have I been ministering? What? Okay, all right. Genesis 12, sit down. I'll come here and give you money, better sex. Y'all ought to be shocked. This thing real, huh? No, what I'm saying is real. Y'all think I'm just playing? No, what? The Holy Ghost told me that. Yes. The Holy Ghost talking about sex? Yes! How you think you got in this world? You got no money pressure, no money problem in your house. Your wife can shop when she get ready. Shop till she drop. You think they not gonna get sweetie in the house? Honey, go get you about 9 dresses and about 13 pair of shoes. What? Sit down. Now, I'm going to say this also, because I got to shake the listeners and everybody, and people up in here, I don't know if everybody with us 100% up in here, hope so, hope they say it. But I don't care what you think. You know why? I already got what I'm talking about. You know why? God did it. You know why? He told me to come tell you. But not only tell you, show you. So your little judgment day and the little stuff you're talking about when I finish, don't mean nothing to me. See, I come here to help you. Yeah. I ain't come here for you to sit and judge me. Kind of hard for broke people to judge rich people. You need to join them, not judge them, join them. Become a part because they're here I'm here because I love you. And I want you to have it because we've been together so long. Yes, sir.
is not either or in your life no more. From this night forward is and also. You know, I have to make a choice. I'll take them both. That's what money do. Now the Lord, come on, let's read this. I want to read one or two scriptures to you, and then I'm going to close. We'll take up in the morning. But I want you to leave. I want you to know you're leaving here with a money respecting, or no, not like that. No. You're leaving here with money respecting you. You move beyond expectation to upon an anointing that money now has to respect you. And money no longer can tell you what you can do. But you now tell money what you're going to do. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for clapping. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Because he heard it. See, this is not a teaching. This is a reaching. See, this is prophetical and apostolic. So this is already yours. You have to sop this like dipping bread in a syrup. And you got to let it drip back on you. Because this is a different moment in your life. Look what he told Abraham. I'm trying to close. Look what he told Abraham. Now the Lord had said, verse 1, unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. I had to do the same thing. I was actually living in my father's house. Father had gone home to be with the Lord, and me and my wife was in the house. And from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. We had to leave. I had to leave my brothers and sisters on the Ponderosa. We had land. My daddy had land connected. And I tried to get a house built there, and the Lord said, no, you can't build it here. You got to leave. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Look what he told Abram. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Empowered to prosper.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me give you one more scripture. One more scripture on here, on that. Proverbs 10:22. Who know what that verse says? Proverbs 10:22. Blessing the Lord, do what? Bless the Lord, do what?
Make
it. Proverbs 10. Bless the Lord, make it rich and rich and happy. Rich and happy.
Rich and happy.
Say it. Say it. Let it come out your mouth. Say, I'm rich and happy. Say it.
I'm rich and happy.
Come on, make your mouth say it. I'm rich and happy.
Rich and happy.
Now, make your mind say it.
I'm rich and happy.
Now, make your heart say it.
I'm
rich and happy. Say it.
I'm rich and happy.
You're not lying. Say it again.
I'm rich and happy.
You're not lying. I'm just trying to get it down in you. You're not lying. Your circumstances have nothing to do with this, but get out the way. if you would continually saying that. No matter what's around you, no matter how much you owe, no matter what's behind, I'm rich and happy. And you can't say it around your ugly cousin out loud. Because your ugly cousin not yet. And they're not going to know what you're talking about.
I'm rich and I'm happy.
You're rich and happy.
Thank you,
I agree with you. See, so first of all, you got to know nothing wrong with being rich. Tell the person next to you, nothing wrong. Say it. Say it. No, wait a minute. I want to tell you how to say it. No, wait. I want to tell you how to say it to him. Nothing wrong with being rich. Say it with some gum.
Nothing wrong with it. Very rich, very happy.
Yes. And listen. You can serve God better.
I believe it.
When you're rich. That's new carpet. What a new carpet. You have new carpet in yet?
Yes.
That's new carpet?
Yes.
You can't do this without money. Y'all walking on all this pretty carpet up in here. What you think happened? Some money was moving. Somebody in this church sold some money so it can happen. Woo, I think I want that. He said, why didn't got to change the carpet? You broke. You ain't ready for us. Because us will get some carpet. If we don't like it, we'll change it next week. I receive that. I close with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I want you to leave here with rich on your mind. An awesome price was paid for you to be rich. Religion, tradition. Many of us came from Baptist churches. Oh, yeah. And, they told them money was evil. You know, and God knew you had to get a wild man to teach money coming the way I teach it. You had to get somebody that don't care what nobody thinks, you know. Yeah, they run a lot of guys back in. They went back in. They taught a little prosperity. Somebody said, you shouldn't be talking about money that much. They went on back in. Right. Y'all don't love me for staying out. Yes, sir. I refuse.
Yes, sir.
To not tell the truth. Yes, sir. That set God people free. In this world, you got to have some money. If not, why you got two jobs? I'm about to hurt somebody. Two jobs is ungodly. And some people have, I was talking one night, a woman had three jobs. She quit two of them, though. She quit as soon as I opened my mouth. That's, you hustling. Bustling, begging. Now don't quit your second job tomorrow.
Wait till this get down in you. Because you probably borrowed according to them two jobs. So wait till this catch on, you really catch it on. But you know by the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake became poor, that through his poverty, now poverty is a disease. You know what disease means? Disease. So poverty is a disease. Just like you want to get healed, we got to get healed from poverty. We got to get healed from lack, healed from limitation. And it's on tonight. I prophesy you're going to have dream. You're going to have vision. You're going to have favor. You're going to have illumination. You're going to have inspiration. You're going to have insight of all these things. And God's going to tell you more than I say it. And the next time I see you, you're going to have a testimony. Get that, what is it, MP3, Leroy? Get it, and listen to it over and over again. We got so much technology going on now. Bow your head. Let's see if somebody here need to be born again. I know it's a believers meeting. Somebody might be watching me.